If Democrats vote en masse to stop Gorsuch and the 60 votes needed to confirm him is not reached, Holland's Political Science Department Chair Ed Lynch says Senate Republicans can invoke the nuclear option, meaning that only a simple majority of 51 would be needed for confirmation.
The next nomination that President Trump gets, which will almost certainly be to replace one of the liberals on the court, he doesn't have to make any effort to find a consensus.
Lynch, a former Roanoke County GOP party chair, notes that 10 Democratic senators are up for election next year in states won by President Trump in 2016. So what might Democrats be thinking?
We'll trigger the nuclear option, we'll get the majority back, and then we can use it to our advantage. But their chances of getting the Senate majority back in 2018 are very, very poor.
Lynch, who once worked in the Reagan White House, says the advise and consent role of the Senate when it comes to vetting Supreme Court nominees, mainly for ethical or personal issues, not looking at ideology, changed after the Democrats turned back Robert Bork in 1987. Gene Marano, WFIR News.